Hi there. The word for you today is be nurturing. In John 15, verse 12, we read, love each other as I have loved you. Now, when Jesus said, love each other, he used the Greek word for love, which means to nurture. Think of a mother and her child. Her love is constant, and her greatest desire for that child is that they should thrive. You say, but isn't that the kind of love people should get somewhere else, like at home? No. Beneath the facade, some of the people in your life desperately need to be encouraged and nurtured. And you know what? They'll be influenced most by those who make them feel best about themselves. One leader writes, and I quote, many people are very close to my heart because they believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. They listened to me without condemnation, and they loved me unconditionally, even when I wasn't very lovable. Without them, I wouldn't have possessed the hope I needed to keep me pursuing the dream. Now, you can't be like the little girl who came home from church and announced, I want to be like the man who stood up in the pulpit today. Well, delighted, her mom said, you want to go into the ministry? No, she replied, I just want to tell people what to do. Hello. Some of us want to be authority figures so that we can correct people and give them our so-called constructive criticism. Listen, most folks don't need a critic. You know what they need? A cheerleader. And when you nurture them, they'll welcome you to speak into their life, and when you do, they'll listen. Gothe said, and I quote, correction does much, but encouragement does much more. So come on. Think encouraging words and speak encouraging words. The Bible says in Proverbs 12, verse 25, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad.